Vava Metzia, Perek Tes, Mishnah Base, 9-2. And the Mishnah is continuing with its treatment of commercial law. This Perek, again, focusing on the rights and obligations between a landlord and a tenant in a farming relationship. So the first 10 Mishnayos of this Perek all begin with the same Hamakabel Sada Mechavero, a person who literally receives a field from his friend. So we're talking about a relationship where we have a farmer who could be acting, depending on the context, as a choker or a socher, or an aris, we'll have to see from context to time what it is. This Mishnah here is actually all the above. In other words, it doesn't matter if the farmer is a tenant farmer or a sharecropper or just paying rent. The situation here is that he took a field which had some special feature which made it, you know, especially beloved to him, and that feature becomes no longer operative. The question is, can he reduce the rent that he was paying? Let's say his position is he paid a above market rent because he wanted that feature, but now the feature isn't there, so can he reduce his rent? So says the Mishnah, Makabel Sada Mechavero, the farmer takes possession of a piece of land to work, and he's a tenant farmer, sharecropper, whatever it is, Vihi Beis Hashlachin, and the field needs irrigation, meaning it can't survive on just rain water. So he needs to irrigate it, but this field happens to have a convenient water source, which is why he liked it. You know, it has a mayan, a spring, a natural spring on it, or maybe there's a little brook that runs through it. So to water the field doesn't require him to, like, you know, go a great distance to bring water back. It's very convenient, therefore a relatively great field to have. Oh, Beis HaIlan, or it has a tree in it. So again, this is a wheat field, let's say, but it has a marvelous carob tree or fig tree, whatever it is, growing in it, which makes it great because, you know, the carobs and figs basically come automatically every year, so it's a great boon. But then, so because of that, he paid some, you know, he agreed to some agreement in terms of the tenant farming or sharecropping price, and his position is it was he paid a premium because he liked that feature. And then Yavesh Hamayan, but then what happens if the water source, like the spring or the little brook running through the field, dries up? Or Niktzatza Ilan, the tree gets chopped down or stops producing, so the extra beloved benefit of the field is no longer present. Says the Mishnah, Eino Menake Lo Min Hachoro, he can't deduct his rent. The specific example here is Chachoro, which would mean like his fixed rent is a choker, but it would be equally true if he wanted to reduce his dollar payment as a socher or his percentage of this profit split as an aris, whatever it is, he can't reduce it because the deal was the deal. But that assumes that it wasn't made explicit that the particular rental agreement was contingent upon or based upon the that extra great feature. But if it was, meaning im amar lo chakor li sade beis hashlachen zeh, if the tenant farmer says, I want to rent this particular parcel of land because it's a Beis HaShlachin, it's got a Mayan in it, or Osada Beis HaIlanza, I want to rent and work this particular field because it has that great tree inside of it, or similarly, the Mishnah doesn't say this, but the same thing would apply, if the owner, the landlord says, I've got a great field for you, it has a water source, it has a tree in it, whatever it is, and then Yavasha Mayan, and then the water source dries up, or Niktasa Ilan, the tree stops producing. In that case, Menakelo Min Chakoro, the tenant can reduce the rent that he's paying because he can say, we agreed to this particular premium rent because of this premium feature, and that was clear, that was the deal. So if the premium feature is gone, there's no more water, it's more difficult to irrigate, or no more, you know, fruit, it's less of a geschmack place to work, so then the rent should be adjusted accordingly, and that accordingly would, of course, have to be based on what's the bezin decides is fair and normal.